thoroughly. Thank you. Visiting Stratford-on-Avon one day, Shakespeare was on, so I took in a play. Later, I sat under a tree nice and shady, thinking, Shakespeare married the Avon lady.
Thank you, Nance. Well, humour's very important to you, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is. Yep.
I think you see that as a very positive force in the world. And
I do.
Yeah. Do you think that there's the need for that has changed over your lifetime?
The need for humour? In what way do you mean there, Tim?
Do you think people are more depressed than they used to be? You know, they say there's an epidemic of depression.
Do you think that's true? I do think it's true. I think depression is one of the saddest things in our culture, and I don't know what's to be done about it. But when depression hits, humour goes out the window. People lose their humour during depression. They can't focus on it somehow or other. But I think it's a necessary aspect in our lives, humour. But we have to be in the mood for it to produce humour. I think you can't produce it if you're not feeling 100%. Thank you. The hero's love. The hero's love. She had lived to know the scent of summer roses. She had lived to feel the gift of summer rain. And she'd learnt for some short time to love another, until she sadly, wrongfully thought he hadn't felt the same. The one she loved, as we all knew, was troubled. He was swimming in a current of despair. He had no time for romance at that moment. He was desperate. He had a strong suspicion there was murder in the air. Confusion in the matter was served upon a platter, wrong moves were made, and panic was in play. And also, there were lots of ifs and onlys in the way. Then love's arrow fell to earth and failed to blend with the hearts of those who loved and those he knew he must defend. Revenge was strongly now on the agenda. The hero must act slowly to succeed. He had learnt the feel of hatred in his body. He had learned how sad it was a heart could bleed. Long and narrow ran the river, silent, strong. She had no idea he strove to right a wrong. So, without her sad goodbyes, she loosened all the ties, leaving Hamlet to mournfully sing her song.